Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Yay! And we're doing our little...
Yeah, that's right. Strike a pose. We're going to get it going. So it's exciting.
Okay.
It's exciting to be here. We made it.
Yes, we did. We did make it.
We're going to do it's Mercury retrograde, but you know what? I got all the things shared.
Fantastic. So are we officially in Mercury retrograde? Like, when did it start? How long is it going? What are we doing?
I think it started on the 29th. I haven't really kept track of this one. I just know that it has been doing its finest karate chops on me. Yeah. But I'm understanding that it ends on the 22nd, which is really good because... That's a good day for it to end.
Yeah.
All right.
It is.
We're getting everybody coming into the chat room. Hello, Judy, Therese, Corey, and to all those others that are watching that aren't in the chat room or listening.
Come on over.
If you're listening and you have Facebook and you want to see our video and be in the chat, go to BBS Radio TV on Facebook and we'll be over there chatting. Or if you're on any of the other links that I posted it on, it's on the Dolores page, the QHHT page, the Julia Cannon Soul Speak page, and my page. And if you click on the link there, that ought to bring you to the chat as well.
So there's no excuse, guys. Come on.
We are everywhere. How was your day?
It was good. I had to think a minute. What did I do? I did a show this morning, and then... I've been troubleshooting something on my course, and that I only got part of it done, but I did make accomplishments. But you know, it's been so that explains why I'm having the issues I'm having with that, with all the technology there.
I know. See, sometimes it just does help to know.
Yeah, but what can you do about it? I mean, it's like nothing's working. It just won't work.
Okay, so this is what I do about it. You know, I get in my car and I'm driving and I'm irritable. I feel like I'm PMSing times 10 because it's Mercury in retrograde. Nothing's going right. And I stub my toe and I grab my bag and the strap hooks on a doorknob and yanks me back, whatever, all the Mercury things that happen. And then I get in the car and I start driving and people are cutting me off. And then I go, oh, it's Mercury in retrograde. And I slow down. I give everybody space and I clear it. And then, yeah, stuff's still happening, but then I just laugh. Good one.
Look, it's like, it was to a point, it's like, I've done everything I can do. It's just walk away time.
Yeah. So repeat after me. Well played, Mercury.
Well played, Mercury. Good one.
Good one. That was good. That was a good one.
It was. It was very good. Yeah, you actually got me in a corner. So I'm just going to walk away for a while. And maybe you'll get into a different temperament.
The whole you got me in a corner made me think of Julia and this cat-like backing me in a corner.
Well, it's not being attacked.
No.
It's just right now, I don't have a way out right now. I deployed all of my SOSs. I sent all my messages out for help. And now I'm just waiting to get information back so I can. All I can do is walk away when it gets to that point. It's like, just leave.
They're getting it in the chat room. Well played, Mercury.
Anybody else having fun with Mercury retrograde?
Yeah, we want to hear your stories. I'm also kind of curious, what's everybody's weather? What's going on? We're kicking into summer, right? We're getting close to the solstice and all of that. And I'm just wondering, because I talked to Erica today and she said it's like 106 in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I thought, wow, as I'm comfortably sitting in about 77 degrees in my backyard with canopy and a breeze, sipping on my water.
And you're on your margarita.
I wish. And yeah. Oh, you guys, could you imagine if I did?
It is 79 here right now.
Nine. Okay. So
it was 82, okay. Got a high of 82. It got warm enough to turn the air back on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got, it's rainy in Trinidad. Okay. Humid in 90 in New York.
Oh, wow. It's not true that it's usually cooler up north.
Apparently not today. That's not happening. All right. So into the winter in Australia. So freezing overnight, getting colder than normal. Interesting.
So okay. So colder than normal. And well, and see here, actually, it was really, it got cold last week. I mean, it was, I had the windows open. Well, I actually had to close windows. It was that cold. I didn't turn heat on because it's like, that would be crazy. But it was kind of doing some of that business, back and forth business, where it's like,
why would it
well,
be?
I don't know. Turn the heat you on. Have the air on one day and turn the heat on the next, and then the air on again. And it's like, this is ridiculous.
Little programs, don't we? It's like it's a game. How long can we hold out before we turn on that air conditioner or before we turn that heater on?
Yeah, mine was always, and this, and I, you know, it was, I just want to make it to June before I turn the air on. That was my
that was your goal.
And some years it was really, really hard. I mean, I'd be just laying around the house just sweltering with, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh. And then like last year, it stayed cool. It kind of was going in and out where I didn't have to turn it on. Some years it does great. This year has been really strange. It's just, it gets hot, it gets warm, and then it gets like heater, cold.
Yeah.
You got to turn the heater on because it's so cold. And then it goes to air again. You know, I'm like, I've never had it that way.
That's interesting. But I do. I get a kick out of it. I even have this conversation with my kids because it's like that for Oregon. You know, it's like one day it'll be hot and literally the next day it could snow. It really could when we're in that transition of weather. Right. And I'm like, okay, air conditioning. Oh, next day heat. No big deal. Watch these people struggle with it. And I'll see Facebook posts or, you know, Instagram posts or whatever. I made it this far without turning the AC on, but I had to hit it today.
Yeah, yeah, it's like that.
Turn it on and be comfortable.
I had to give in, but it's really, but see, there's, in my mind, or the way I remember it used to being, is there was a period in there where you had the windows open for, you know, a while, and I've been doing that. I've had the windows open for quite a while, but it's just, I open the windows and it might be good for one day, and then I have to close them to turn the air on. And then I open the windows, might be good for one day, and I have to close them to turn the heat on. And then I see, it's like, wait.
But you know what? The beautiful thing of this is that we have the technology that we can run an air conditioner one day and a heater the next day. And
absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It is 80 degrees in Dallas, Texas. Thank you, Kim. And let's see. John is saying, hello, winter is here, and we're off to the beach for a swim. Okay, Judy,
winter,
John,
okay.
We're in different parts of Australia, I'll tell you that. So if one of them's swimming and the other one's having
a down.
Yeah. All right. Very good. So that's fun. Thank you, everyone, for sharing that. And I don't know who's crazy. John said somebody's crazy. You're crazy. So.
Well, that must be you.
There's Erica with 106 in Phoenix. Yes. So very, very hot in some areas and obviously cold in others. We've got people all over the world. We thank you guys all for being here, for joining us in our crazy moments. And my weather, let me see. I didn't actually give you my
input.
At the current moment, the weather here is 75. See, it was very comfortable.
Yeah, very mid-70s are very comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
that's what it is outside. What is it inside your house? Because it can be nice outside and it'll be warmer in the house.
About 71 inside.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
Now, see, mine, if it were 75 outside, that's what it's probably. Well, I don't know. It's saying it got up to 82, and in the house, well, the air kicked on at 78. I thought that would be high enough not to kick on. It wasn't. And I'm like, oh, the air's running. Maybe I should close the windows.
Start with a prayer, and it's going to go, dear Lord, please give Julia permission to just turn the AC on. She's hot.
Oh, yeah, I kept feeling, because like, oh, that feels nice. Oh, because I keep the fan running all the time, you know, the house fan. And I thought, oh, that feels, and it was getting a little cooler. I thought, oh, that's nice. And I thought, yeah. Is that the air? Oh, no. I gotta close windows.
How dare it make me comfortable in my own home?
No. I know.
It's all good. 67 in the mountains. I think that's in Utah. So, yes, very good. We got weather all over the place here.
And I'm yes, like, no. Now that must be our new thing. We have weather forecasting around the world.
I think it's kind of fun. Yeah.
It is.
We'll find out. What's it doing? All right. So our theme today is self-love and self-worth. And why is that important for ascension?
Right. You know, and how this came up, because we were looking at like, what patterns are we seeing and things like that. And that's kind of where we go with these. It's like, if we're noticing something, then that might be something to address. And that just came through in several things recently. And it's like, you know, and with myself even and other people. And it's like, that's the messages that different people are receiving from their higher selves is, you know, you are worth it. You know, you deserve this. It's okay. And things like that. And then that got me thinking, it's like, why that seems like to be such a big obstacle for us. You know, it's like that was something I'm working on that myself. It's like, you know, I can feel myself blocking.
Mm-hmm. Dawn says, turn the air on, Julia, you're worth it.
I did, finally.
This is the correct verbiage to just play into that, and it just was the right moment to interrupt.
Yeah, absolutely. And that probably does go to that. You know, like I said, it was just this thing, although it's June now, I can turn it on. It's okay. Yeah. You know, in my mind of rationality, I have met the mark. It's okay. But and it's not like I can't afford to turn it on. It has nothing to do with it. It's just something.
It's
just
the principle of it.
Exactly. It's the principle of the matter. Exactly.
I've never met anyone that couldn't afford to turn it on. It's the stubbornness of, it's not even summer yet.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly it. And I didn't know anybody else thought that way but me.
Oh, my God. Common. Correct.
I thought that was my own game that I played with myself.
It's around the world. I'm holding out. Okay, it's too freaking hot. I'm turning it
off. Yeah, I can't take it anymore. but you know, and I don't know if that's a worthy thing or what. I don't know what that is. Or it could be how we were raised, you know.
Yeah, that could be learned behavior.
Because my parents were very frugal, very, very, very frugal. And so I was raised with those It's not the belief. It's just that's what I was raised with. I can't think of the word.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like, they could afford it too. It was just, this is how you don't waste. You don't waste things. And that's how I was raised. And so maybe I see it that way. I don't know. If you don't need to use it, why are you using it?
Right. If you can get by without. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and again, that could be, that's just some of this learned stuff that you have to think about. And like, and there have been years I'm like, well, you just turn the thing on. What is the big deal? You know, we're going to keep it to air conditioning because it's so easy to, you know, it stands for everything.
You know, we have so much technology in this day and age. I have to ask, where's the thermostat that you can just set it to? I want my house to always be 72. And the thermostat and the furnace system figures out if it needs to be on AC or heat.
My God, Tracy, are we thinking with one brain? I have been wondering that for years. It's like, can you just set it to one temperature and the house just automatically adjusts on its own?
Yeah.
What temperature do you like to live at?
Why do we have to change the system? Yeah. I mean, we can make a car that is an automatic transmission. Why can't we make a furnace air conditioning unit that automatically transmits?
There probably is one, and I bet you somebody knows about it. They're going to tell us about it. It's not even the link for it, because we just didn't know about it.
Yeah, probably.
Because if we're thinking it, I'm sure it's out there.
Somebody had to go, you know, this could be a great value to any household.
I think it's called a smart home.
Probably. And I'm not in that. I'm not in a smart home. I actually have the old style thermostat even. So, Erica says mine does that, you guys.
Who's does Erica's? She's got a smart house. Is it called a smart house, Erica? Or is it just called
I'm waiting
whatever?
Okay, here in Florida, we have an automatic one as we have heat pumps. We have heat pumps here too, but then we have a furnace and you have to switch it. You're either going to switch it to the AC or switch it to the heat.
Right.
Smart house tech. Erica says, nope, it's not a nope with a
smart house. She's like, it's so. Just this thermostat. Are you sure you don't click it from air to heat?
Right. Yes. You're not switching that, Erica? It just does it automatically. Of course, she's in Arizona, so maybe it's always on AC.
Could be.
It doesn't get cold enough. So Holly says, no AC, no Wi-Fi, and heating with wood in my cabin in the woods. So how are you on this call? How are you watching this show, Holly?
Oh my God.
I'm just in love with that. Okay. Holly's one of our wonderful level threes, and she's doing one of the companion classes, right?
Yes. Yes. That's coming up. When is that coming? It's coming up pretty soon. And her class is really filling out.
Hey, Holly, if you want to post that in the chat when your class is, if it's not full yet. Oh, she's on the cell phone. Okay. There's always an answer.
All the way around the thing.
Yeah. Okay. So post your information about your class, just in case anyone listening is interested in taking the level one companion class. And you can be any level, really, to take the companion class. It's just, you can kind of explain what a companion class is.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a live class, and that's what's really wonderful about it, especially now. And things are starting to ease up enough where certain areas can do things live. And she happens to be in one of those wonderful areas where she can have people come in. And so it's whoever, you know, just come on. But if you've taken an online course, you know, and it doesn't, you know, gone through the things, you know, it's really good to get together and have the live class, because first you get questions answered if you still have questions. But what's really good is you get now to be with others and you get to do the practice sessions and then be able to get feedback on those practice sessions. So, and it's in the live format. So it's right there, direct. It's that part of the level one class that we have when we do a live class, but when you're doing it online, you don't get that opportunity.
And I know a lot of people that have reached out to me, they talk about how, you know, they ask me, well, is the online class as good as the in-person class? And of course, yes, 100 times. The only thing you're missing is that, that interaction with the other people. And what an amazing opportunity to get to meet some other QHHT people, practice on each other, come up, formulate questions that you have, and be able to, you know, have that practice, that kinship thing that's going on, making new friends, having that interaction, and being able to ask someone like Holly all these questions, because, you know, she's a master.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. And so you'll find that class, and John also is offering one. He's over in Australia. You guys will find those classes over on qhhtofficial.com if you're interested in that. And like I said, you need to be at least a level one, but you don't have, if you're a level two, you can still take that.
Absolutely. In fact, we're finding a lot more level twos are taking it now because a level two is also online. So it's conceivable that you can get through a level one and a level two course and not ever practiced with each other or had a session done on yourself. And so that's where you can, this is wonderful to get you that.
Wonderful.
We really highly recommend that you get session on yourself. And this is a wonderful way to do it.
I'm just going to call Carol out a little bit here. She's a little bragger over here in the chat room. She's bragging that her car automatically adjusts for heat and AC as well. So whatever.
They can do it. Well, and I was going to say, you know, Holly said she was on her phone. See, that's a smartphone.
Smartphone. So it's like, so smart things going on.
Or I imagine it's a smartphone. I think it seems like they're all smartphones anymore. And
I don't know. Can you even get a flip phone anymore? Probably you can. I'm guessing. Yeah. We're just going to call it and say yes.
We're going to rag Tracy a minute. You know, if she had, what's that thing called? AirDrop. We could send her pictures.
I love my Android.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It may be smart, but it doesn't have AirDrop.
Have AirDrop. But it did have reception in Sedona, so I was happy about that.
Yes, it was really good. And so that's what's good. And we have, we are so far off topic, guys. I know this is, you guys did this, your energy. You have to know your energy does this, okay? So if John is in this group, it's got to be John.
Yes, we'll just blame it on John.
Absolutely.
John. I like Alice's answer here. She says a smartphone is only as smart as the operator.
True. So true.
We do have, we're going to give you that. So, all right.
It's probably the same way.
Yeah.
This one. anyway. Okay.
So
off of that.
Feeling it in.
Well, we're thinking of these things because we deserve these things. Of course we are worthy. Of course we are. You know, these things can be ours.
We started off with talking about AC, heat, what's the temperature around the world. We're getting all the good stuff. John says it's always me. We know. We're aware. So that's all you got. Okay. So
wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always John.
Yeah.
Even when it's not, he's not even in the room.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay.
It just doesn't matter.
So we're going to get serious about our topic now. Yeah. We're talking about self-love, ascension, self-worth. So why do you need those things to reach the fifth dimension, the new earth?
Well, I think it's maybe what's lying beneath the feeling of I don't deserve that, or I'm not worthy. You know, there's something beneath that. And that's what I think is what is the block, you know. So it's because that love, I mean, it's the whole thing is about love, right? And it's expressing love in all you do. And if you're not loving yourself, then there's a disconnect. It's out of alignment. There's something not happening there. And what have we always heard? You can't love others, when I'm hearing, and you can't expect love until you love yourself. So you will get and receive, give and receive as you are doing for yourself.
Yep.
So that opens up a whole other thing. So it's like, if you're not, you know, you always have to look at yourself for everything around you. They're always like the outer world reflects the inner world. So, and when you make that face as you're looking at that screen, it always like, you're like, who is saying what here? Anyway, so I know it's mischief maker, but but anyway, but it goes to that. And so, but like I said, when I was hearing these messages that were coming from these people's higher selves for them and whatever they were working on, I mean, because they were looking at physical issues going on, and that's what it came down to. It's like, you know, you don't feel worthy. You don't feel this. And so this is what's showing, you know, it's out of alignment. And I was like, why do we have so many issues with feeling worthy and feeling these things? It's like, where is that coming from?
Yeah.
It could be from millennia of batterment and crucifixions and all these things. And maybe that is it. But what do we do? You know, it's one thing for us to say, you are worthy. You are wonderful. We love you. But how do we get that to here? You know, and that's what I want to do to help people.
Yeah, and such a big challenge sometimes for people, although we don't want to put words like that into it. It's easy to love myself. No. But here's one of the ways that I look at it is the outside world is our mirror to our inside world, right? So the things going on around us, what we're attracting, the friendships, the triggers, all of those things that we're faced with every day is a reflection of inside.
Right.
So when we can master that self-love, that self-worth, then that becomes our reflection in the outer world. Mm-hmm. Is that fifth dimension.
Right. So how do you do that?
Now there's the big question.
Exactly. And that's what I really want us to be able to deliver today, to really help people. Because that's what it always comes down to. We hear all this stuff, but it doesn't always translate into function, into what do I do now?
So John's question will be the question that we ask. How do you love yourself, Julia?
Well, I know we've talked about this before. It's like doing things, nice things for yourself. You know, it's what, and whatever that might be, it might be resting. It might be, you know, there's all kinds of things that, you know, taking that bubble bath or take, you know, whatever, going to the spa, just doing something, you know, or taking a walk, you know, if you don't always have the opportunity to do that. Just something, whatever is meaningful for you.
But, yeah, nurturing, you know, caring.
Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't require money. That was the thing when I said a while ago, it was like, oh, I'm worthy of these things. It almost looked like you were, like we, it was talking about money. You deserve these things. And it's not things, it's
right.
You deserve the love. You deserve the attention. You deserve, you know, it's.
Well, and you know, sometimes it's that feeling of abandonment or being a burden to somebody else or feeling left out or feeling alone. And those things, those are all voids within ourselves, right? And so pulling that energy together and honoring that that makes you feel sad or hurt or disappointed or any of those things. That's how I do it, is I just go in and go, okay, that made me feel sad. And then I allow myself that feeling, because that would be caring enough about myself to not avoid it, ignore it, put it aside, make myself not important enough. You know, it's like.
So do you go to the next? See, my mind wants to go to, why does that make me feel sad? Why do you ever go there? Like, yes. Why does that make you feel sad?
Why did that make me feel sad? That's always part of the journey, you know, because, yeah, there is a trigger for something, isn't it? So, you know, flashback of a childhood memory or, you know, something that happened years ago in a relationship or mm-hmm. anything of that nature, mother, father, siblings.
Yeah. You know, well, so. You made a comment earlier, and then when you say you clear it. Well, you're talking about Mercury retrograde also, but it's like, it's bringing something up that, yeah. So I guess once you, if you can identify where it's coming from, that's not always easy to do necessarily, like, oh yeah, it's right here. You know, it takes maybe sometimes a little bit of introspection to identify where it's coming from. But then at that point, then do you, okay, you say we clear it. I mean, that sounds okay, simple, so, but what example, do we do to clear it? You know, what do we do?
Example, because that's what I do, right? Like, oh, my kidneys hurt, my shoulder hurts, my whatever hurts. Well, this time, feeling dismissed. I was feeling dismissed. I'd try to call somebody, oh, I don't have time to talk to you, or oh, I got to cancel on this, or, you know, just feeling dismissed. And that was, let me tell you, that was last Tuesday.
Was that last week when I didn't answer your call?
But it was the day before the full moon. And
well, it was a full moon. I was thinking there was a full moon. I haven't seen it. So
I don't remember. We're on Friday. Was it this week? No, it was last week. It was last week. I'll tell you, because I had the day off. So let me
go. I think it comes in the middle of the night now, so I don't see it.
It was. Yes, it was the 25th of May. And it was just, it didn't matter who it was. Jesus himself could have been on my docket of people to meet up with, and he wouldn't have showed, because that was the theme, is that I was being dismissed or forgotten, or, you know, it was just really wild. And I was feeling so heavy that day, just like really heavy energy, wanting to cry all day, and realizing that I needed that self-care, you know, that, you know me, I'm sitting there going, okay, it's Mercury shadow. We're going into a full moon tomorrow. It's going to be an eclipse. All this energy's coming at me.
Well, that's right. The Wednesday was an eclipse. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but the thing to keep in mind is that it's happening for a reason. It's not, I mean, yeah, I'm feeling that way.
Like, but being attacked.
It's an amplifier of something that's already there. Right. So I got to look at, why do I feel dismissed? Why do I feel not important or whatever, you know, it's like forgotten one or whatever it was, all of it was coming in. And so, you know, just being with that, and I did what you were saying. I was like, okay, where is this coming from? When has this happened before? Mm-hmm. What is this familiar with? When, you know, and kind of going through the different stages of my life where it's happened before and looking at it, and then just saying, no, you know what? I'm a good person. And my friendship holds value. My services hold value, my whatever. And I started doing my own little tough time.
You're valuing yourself.
I started don't need to come myself. I didn't need to look outside for it.
Yeah.
So, and by 5:30, 6 o'clock-ish, it's like the whole thing shifted. And then I felt all day like I could have crawled in bed and slept and just slept for a month. 5:30 comes around, 6 o'clock. I'm hyper, wide awake. Couldn't get to sleep that night till like 2 a.m. But that would be an example of how I go about bringing in my self-love, honoring the process that I'm going through and being my own ear, being my own nurturer at this point. It's like, well, I can't go look to somebody else with my woes because nobody's answering the phone, Julia.
No. Hey, in my defense, so everybody knows I wasn't dismissing her. I left the phone in the car when I was visiting my brother and on a camp out, on a cookout with him. And I didn't see it until after I was done. And I called immediately, didn't I?
I forgot about that.
Anyway, it wasn't. Yeah.
But her message probably went something like this. It's Tracy. Why aren't you dropping everything to answer the phone? Anyway. But so it didn't matter because wherever your phone was, whatever it was, that's the way it was supposed to play out.
That's just how it was going.
It could have been anybody. It could be anybody on my list. It could be my parents. It could be my sisters. It could be the Pope. Yeah, I don't know if the Pope would answer my call, but anyway.
He might have.
And the thing of it is, have you ever had those days where something's just not going right and you just want to talk it out with somebody and you cannot find anybody to answer the phone? Nobody will answer the phone that day. And then you end up working it out on your own anyways. And then all of a sudden everybody's calling you back at the same time. And it's like, what the heck? I just opened a gateway or something. But it's because we need to do these things on our own. It is about our self journey. Yeah,
you were being forced to go inside and deal with it.
Go deal with it. Yep. Not play that out. Not storytell around it, but get in it and feel it and move it out. So,
because sometimes when that happens, it really does add to it. And it's like, if that were to happen to me, because I've had that, like, just like what you said, and it's like, I can't find anybody. And it's like that accentuates whatever it is I'm in the middle of, it accentuates it even more. And I feel isolated on top of it. It's like, and so it's like, take deep breaths. It's, and then start going through your process. But it's like, what do I do? And you do, I just want to bury myself. Let's just cover up and go crawl in a hole and
cry. Yeah. And cry. Get that fetal position. And and I'm sure we've all been there where we want to just break into tears. Do not bring out the Hallmark commercials or puppies or kittens.
Yeah.
That'll be the end of it. Yeah. Yep. I really did sit there and go, is this menopause? Is this what menopause feels like? I'm this is just like a really bad.
I can tell you.
And I'm telling you what, it's just been, I've been, like I said, it shifted around 5:30, 6 o'clock, and then felt a lot better. And it's been feeling a lot better. For the most part, I haven't gone back there to that space. But I do have to say that I've been grumpy. I've been a little snarky. Hmm. Like there was a car coming, and I'm waiting, and he's coming, and it's a highway, and I got to pull out into the highway. So, it's like, you're going 55. I can't pull out in front of you. And he starts slowing down. And I'm thinking, if you're turning, that's a real, donkey move to not turn on your signal. I'm sitting here waiting and I can't go until you go by. And he turned. And I made a face.
Yeah.
And they looked at me.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I've got to clear that. How do you not know why I'm making the face at you? And then I missed my opportunity to turn. No, I didn't. I got to turn. It was all good. But
yeah, when those things happen, and they're very unnerving. And then I have to catch, and that's easier for me to catch than some of these other things that we've been talking about. But those, I'll just like, okay, hold up a minute, just relax. take a minute, you know, because it's like something is trying to slow me down, you know, and that's usually it's because I'm hurry. And it's like, we're going to do everything to stop you and to get you to slow down. So it's like, okay, I get it. Slow down. Just relax. That one's easier. The other stuff, the end, it's like, why is this happening? I don't understand. You know, those are a little trickier for me.
Right. I love the example, though. The sound effects was awesome.
It's real. Hey, I'm, you know, I mean, am I right? Isn't that how it feels?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just putting sound to it. That's it. And that's how I actually go through it.
That's why when we get older, we start making noises. Like when we go to sit down, we're like, ugh.
Yeah, there's that one commercial that talks about, you know, the old people are keeping people from turning into their parents.
Well, I'm one of those. Now I make noise when I get up and down from chairs. And yeah, it's inevitable. But
I need some oil.
Good man. Oh my gosh, that's great.
Okay, where did all this come from? I am worthy. I deserve my, oh, here's one. I deserve my love.
Oh, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we need to put that places throughout, you know, in certain spots.
That may be at the crux of it all, right there.
Huh.
Because
crack that nut.
Mm-hmm. If we don't feel deserving, or if we, I mean, because we know that we can love, you know, we love beautifully. I'll love you till the end of the earth, but we don't turn that for ourselves, you know. Like, I deserve that.
Well, and you know, I think I've been put in that position a lot in this last year with the kids and things that are happening around the house and stuff, and certain behaviors that have been coming at me that I have to, even though I love them.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you don't get to treat me like that. It's not okay.
Yes. And that is self-love right there when you go, no.
And it's hard when it's your kids.
It's probably one of the hardest things is to make that barrier, that boundary for yourself. It's like, no, you don't get to do that.
Yep.
Only I can do that to me.
If that's the way you do that. Yeah. If you're going to talk to me like that or allow this other person to talk to me that way, then we're not going to talk.
Exactly. Yeah. When that's okay to do that, you know, it's tough and it may look cruel, but that is how you love yourself. And by doing that, you are teaching others how to love themselves. It's not healthy. It's not kind. It's not loving to be talked to in a demeaning manner, to be treated in a demeaning manner, in an unloving manner. I mean, and that's where we have to love ourselves. How can we ever, and this is where all that stuff comes, how can we ever expect anybody to love us if we don't love ourselves and we don't set those boundaries for ourselves?
Well, and what a major challenge too, when it's somebody that is your child or, mm-hmm. you know, and you got to set that boundary. It's like, you know, the hardest thing you could do as a parent is to say no to your baby, right? And it's
absolutely.
That's on my plate.
They're here. We're hitting on the air conditioning. Don't turn on till June. It's kind of the same thing. I'm supposed to take care of you. You're my child. I'm supposed to always be there and seeing you are, but it's like, oh, I expect this from you. Well, sometimes that air has to get turned on at different times.
Yeah.
Sometimes things have to change. In order
Why
for
are you letting people. Yourself get uncomfortable when you can make yourself? Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if it were turned around, it would probably would not be allowed.
No, not at all. We know that. So I like this. Erica says, I've had to learn to accept love. I think a lot of us have a hard time accepting the love that surrounds us.
Yes.
That's true, because we do need to know how to love ourselves, I think, to truly let other people...
To truly see it, just to understand it. You know, if we don't love ourselves, we will never recognize it when it's coming from someone else.
Yeah. There's a question on here that other people are responding to. So let me see if I can find it here real quick, because it might be important.
Okay. We want to join the party.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been going on in here. But you know what? We've got all these amazing people in here responding. And thank you, you guys, for jumping in and lending support while we are talking. Okay. So how do you control the feelings of pain or trauma? I don't think you do control it.
No.
I would say you have to be with it.
You have to embrace it. You have to feel it. That's why it's there. It wants you to look at it. It wants you to explore it. What is it trying to tell you? So in order, you can't control it. I mean, if you try to control it, then that's how we get into even more issues by trying to control it. You get in the middle of it and you have to wallow down in there with it. And then you'll understand it.
John's response to this, I love it. Ask it what it wants.
Exactly.
Get in there with it. Ask it what it wants. Why are you here?
What are you trying to tell me? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you showing me about myself? What is it that needs mm-hmm. to be healed here? And have a conversation.
Sometimes,
you guys are
Yeah, because, you know, pain and what was the other thing? Pain and?
Trauma.
Trauma, yeah. You know, those are some biggies, and they can be scary to look at, you know, and it's hard to believe. But when they get to that point, to that level, that means there have been a lot of smaller ones that have been happening, but you haven't been paying attention. And so it gets to that because it's yelling at you at that point. So yeah. It really, really, really wants your attention. So it's going to keep getting louder and louder and louder until you get in the middle of it. But all you have to do, like he said, is just ask it.
Yeah.
What is it you're trying to tell me? What is it you want? What are you doing here? That's going to surprise the hell out of it. I mean, I'm telling you, these things are like living beings.
Right.
You know, when you do it, you pay attention to it. It's like, okay, what? They're going to go, what?
You're giving me a voice? Wait.
Yeah, oh my goodness. And then you keep, you know, just do it with love. And it's like, what do you want me to know? What are you trying to tell me? It will have an answer. It's like, oh my gosh, you really want to know. Okay. And yep. Then you go from there. It'll tell you. And then you can ask, okay, so what do I do? What do you want me to know about it? You know, you can keep asking questions, get to the bottom of it. And don't be surprised if you have a lot of emotions.
Right. And that kind of goes with it, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
That's when you really know you're hitting something very, very important.
Yeah, and that's when you know it's worth it and keep going. You know, a lot of times when we feel those come up, we kind of back down.
Oh, yeah, because that can be scary. Yeah, it's like, but that's the point. You keep going and let it gush. Just let it keep coming. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, that's the ugly cry, but I don't think I have any other kind. I mean, it just.
I don't think I do either. It just, because I think I hold it. It just doesn't come. It doesn't. Well, I have it's not an ugly cry when I watch movies, and it seems like I cry at every single movie anymore. So anything tenderhearted and I'm bawling, you know, but it's not bawling. It's just like, oh, the tears are running. That's probably not ugly. But whenever it's something that's really hitting something or whatever, it's been stuff that's been building up. Well, it's, of course, it's going to be ugly. It's going to erupt. That's just what's going to happen. So don't expect it to be pretty. Don't put those expectations on yourself. Oh, I don't look good. Don't worry about it. Hey, it's getting cleared.
Yeah, go to the age-old scream into a pillow. It's very effective. You know, you're getting that energy out. Think of it like a tire with way too much pressure in it. You just got to get it out. You know? Yeah, just it's overfull. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Very good. We should have a whole thing on ugly cry. No.
So. Well, I'm, you know, well, I think everybody's like always embarrassed by their ugly cry, but it's just that those are really heartfelt. When you're getting to that you're getting deep, and that's where it's coming from. So it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It means you're doing good work.
Does. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you guys, our beautiful little practitioner, level 3 practitioners in the chat room who have been hopping in and really giving some nice sound advice in there. Thank you for doing that and sharing. That's also very nice. Cool. Anyway, just wanted to say that because I'm seeing some stuff going on in here. That's it. It's like, you know, when your kids get an A in their report card, and you just want
to be proud of them.
They're not my kids, but they are my colleagues. And I just want to say, you guys are so amazing. I feel so lucky to be part of this.
Yeah.
And what an amazing group of people that just really care and want to help. And so I think, how could we ever go wrong there, right?
Absolutely.
So just a little refreshing on, we were talking about how come this is important to ascension and bringing ourselves into that place of love. One of the highest frequencies that we're capable of achieving is that love frequency, right?
So, right. And what they're showing me right now is, just as you said, how does this relate to ascension? It's like they were showing me like a, I mean, it could be anything, I was gonna say a body, but it could be any thing that has a volume to it. Okay, so let's just look at it that way. And they were like showing it like it's all gunked up and things don't move, and it makes it very heavy because it's got all this junk in it. Okay. And so it's like, look at it that way. It's like, this is, it's moving this energy so that it can clear these things. It moves them out. So then it becomes lighter, and it's not, it just, those things are holding us down. And there's so many emotions that are in there, but fear is a huge one. And if you look at the bottom of a lot of the things that we are working on, or a lot of the things that where the energy is blocking, will have some facet of fear in there. And so it's like, it's going to bring it up all these times, you know, different ways. You got to look at it and embrace it. Go on, you know, work with it. What are you trying to tell me? Fear has so much to tell. Mm. So look at it. Don't push it away. It will just get bigger. Okay. You don't push fear away.
Then when it comes back again to show itself, it's going to be bigger.
Bigger. Yeah. You try to bury it. We try to push it down with food. We try to, you know, push it, all these things down. Well, then that's where they erupt. You know, you're going to have eruptions, and you're going to have to get to the bottom of it. But again, all that, that's how we love ourselves, is by doing that for ourselves. But look at what it's doing for the body. See, it's ungunking all of those parts and allows the energy to freely move. Well, when you have free moving energy, you can think and do and whatever. And so you're able to move and go.
Yeah.
That's why it's important.
Big time. Okay.
Maybe dunked up bodies are not going to move.
I want to jump in here because Kathy says those level threes are awesome. They are awesome, but so are all the levels. Everyone that's, I haven't met anyone I don't like. It's like, everyone is awesome. We're going to give that to everybody. But yes, the level threes are the ones that are actually in here helping. So I just wanted to shout out to them. There's probably other levels in here that are also in here that I haven't met yet. So you guys, everyone is contributing to this, and it is amazing and wonderful. We do have a question in here about anxiety. How do we help relieve anxiety? And that's a good one. I think we can round her off with that one. And you guys are all amazing. So thank you. Everyone.
And that's a great one, because it's easy to get anxious. Like, so I was saying, it's like these things build, and that's, they're showing me right now, that's just a symptom. See, that's a symptom of these other things being pushed down, not being dealt with. And it's rising. The pressure is building. That's anxiety. Okay.
Yeah.
It's that mountaintop, that volcano getting ready, or the pressure cooker getting ready to release the steam. It's got to release it. And that's why you're feeling that anxiousness, because it's coming, it's building. So you can go ahead and head it off. You don't have to wait till it gets to the eruption stage and you have a nervous breakdown or anything like that. That's all those are. They're just you purging. Okay. But you can head it off by asking it, just getting to the bottom of it. What are you trying to tell me? You can talk to anything. You can talk to any body part. You can talk to any, like, you can talk to fear. You can talk to anxiety. What are you trying to show me? What are you trying to tell me? What do I need to know? And then just get quiet. Ask it. Get in that quiet place. Ask it. And then just shut up. That's just how you have to be. You have to get quiet. And the very first thing that comes to mind, whatever it is, that's your answer. Just listen. listen, it's got something to tell you. And then you can go from there and you can keep having a conversation and ask deeper questions. Get to the bottom of it. It's got something it's trying to show you.
It does. Yeah. I have the get quiet thing I wanted to share. When I was pregnant with Jaden, he was a 10-pound baby. And I couldn't lay down because that would just shove everything up. And I'm claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've gotten rid of a lot of that through this work, mm-hmm. but definitely was during that time. Mm-hmm. And when it's inside of you and it's smashing all your everything up.
And it pushes on the lungs. And it's like you can't breathe.
Yeah. So I was having anxiety a lot with that final piece of that journey. And I was sleeping in a recliner chair so I could lay up, you know, sleep up. So I wasn't getting a good enough amount of sleep. So I was tired. I wasn't being able to breathe. I couldn't eat. I mean, it was taking up all the room. And so I was only able to eat a little bit. So I was getting very anxious and very, very much like that. And the only thing that would help me is when I would just go sit down and clear my mind and stop thinking about the breathing, stop thinking about the, I can't, you know, these things I can't do.
And whatever discomfort. Yeah.
Yeah. And so breathing in as much air as I could breathe in and just being clearing the mind and bringing myself, calming myself down instead of amping myself up, because I can work myself up in a pretty good frenzy over that. And I even got to the point where I was a little afraid to leave the house because I was afraid I would get anxious about not being able to breathe. Even talking about it is bringing back the memories of it, right? It's like, I want to take in a deeper breath. But that's what helped me, is getting quiet and just calming down. Even if it was a short breath, it was, you know, I would just take my time with it.
I can breathe.
Let it out.
And I can breathe.
Yeah. And I would have to just be with what I was able to do and calm the rest of it down. So I agree. I think that that is a really good technique of bringing the anxiety down. I know it's situational for everybody, what brings it on and what.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you just have to look at it for yourself, is what is bringing it on. What's, you know, look at the underneath part, and that you can get to that by just asking, just talking to it. Don't be afraid to talk to your situation. Ooh, that's another one. Talk to your situation. That's all energy. Remember, it's all energetic. So we're just dealing with it as an energy to energy.
Yep.
So talk to it. What are you trying to tell me? Because everything is a reflection of ourselves. Like you said, our outer world reflects our inner world. So anything happening here is something going on outside of us. It's going both ways. So it's like, okay, what do I need to know here? What are you trying to tell me? Ask. It's really, I feel like this is, I don't know who, it doesn't matter who, if it's even this person or not, but I feel like this is something, this will turn your world around. This is what they're saying. It's like, what I'm getting is just by you acknowledging that these things are, it's living energy. And it's not something happening to you. It's something that you're a part of, and you just need to, you want to better understand it. So communicating with it, it's going to completely change your world. Just doing that.
Yeah. I'm getting also really quick. If it's a person that puts you into anxiety, to ask in your mind, imagine that person and ask them, why do you feel like you have to overpower me or take that, and then ask yourself, why am I giving them that power? Mm-hmm. And work that out, because there's something there to work out too. Sometimes it's past life, and sometimes you can just heal it with that, but there's a reason why that interaction is triggering you as well, and have that conversation in your mind with that person. We're at that time, aren't we?
We are. Yeah. Just like, yeah, we are. Okay. Perfect. So Tracy, how can everybody find you if they would
Guys, come find me at tracymahan.com or at qhhtofficial.com. I'm under the practitioners. And let's talk about QHHT. How does somebody?
Yeah, if you're interested in any of the courses, we were talking about the companion course earlier, and as well as the level one. We have level one, two, level two, and level three, as you can tell here, but we have all these different courses going on. But you start with a level one course, and that's at qhhtofficial.com. You can get all the information you ever need about any of the courses in our whole program and how we work, and all of our wonderful practitioners all around the world on the Find a Practitioner page. They are. And so, you know, it's just wonderful.
Yeah. And SoulSpeak.
SoulSpeak, I have a course on how to understand what your body's trying to tell you. And that's at juliacannon.com. And that's exactly what I've been saying. It's teaching you how to communicate, how to understand what these parts are saying, how these energies speak to us. It's just showing us we are much more than we think we are. We are not flesh and blood bodies. Yeah. You know, that's just a part of us.
That's our avatar, as they say, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's our costume. So it's teaching us how to communicate with our costume. What is it we're really trying to say?
So, those costumes that we love a lot. We love them.
We love them. Love them. Love them.
All right. Bye, everyone. Yeah. Have a good
time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for being here.